Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Mega Code, a mini cast on all things SOTOR heal. This week I'm going to go over the Bounty Hunter healing spec, which is known as the Bodyguard spec. Last time we chatted, I went over the Sork and Sage, and since then I leveled up my Bounty Hunter and I've been doing a ton of ops healing with him. And I gotta say, I love this spec. I think this is going to be my new main. I really enjoyed the Sork and Sage healing, but I felt that it was a very simple class to heal on, whereas with the Bounty Hunter, you really have to choose the right heal for the right job, or you're going to not be able to put out your heals. The Sork and Sage they use Force for their, comparing it to mana with WoW, whereas the Bounty Hunter uses, it's called Heat, and the more heat that you generate by using your healing abilities, you start to slow down with your heals. So you want to keep obviously your heat at the lower end, which isn't the easiest thing to do during certain situations. So you really have to, like I said, use the right heal for the right job or you're going to find yourself in trouble. And I feel with the Bounty Hunter, you also, you have tools for every kind of job. You got some really good AoE heals as well as some strong instant heals and some single target heals. They have an interesting arsenal of cooldown abilities to use, so I'm really having a blast with it. But we'll see. I don't know. I have Agent coming up, and who knows? Maybe I'll fall in with the Agent, and that'll be my new main. But as of right now, I'm thinking it's going to be the Bounty Hunter. So let's jump into the Bounty Hunter healing, and we'll start off with the healing spells. Rapid Scan, this is our fast medium heal. It's a filler spell which builds two stacks of our supercharge buff, which I will go over in a minute. Healing Scan is our slow large heal. Emergency Scan is our instant medium heal, which procs emergency response, which makes your next healing scan used within 15 seconds activate instantly. That's kind of nice. Pretty much will do, like, what I like to do is I'll use my emergency scan and then I'll follow it up with a healing scan. Cure, this is our cleanse ability. Culto Shot is our instant small heal, and it's pretty much a filler spell that we're going to use to build one stack of supercharge buff. Progressive Scan is basically a channeled heal which heals up to 4 players within 20 yards. And then Culto Missile is our instant AoE heal. It's like it's our AoE healing circle, but it's kind of like a puff of smoke. Culto Shell is a defensive healing shell with 7 charges. So it's basically our shield, that we're gonna put on a player. And the nice thing about this ability is that it really does not use a ton of heat. It doesn't use up a ton of heat, or it doesn't produce a lot of heat. So you can just spam it on players, which I'll try and do. I definitely try and keep it on both tanks, both healers, and if I can, I try and get it on as many DPS players as I can, because it does a real good job of some damage mitigation and throws out a little heal. So that's our healing spells. Utility spells. Concussion Missile. This is our 1 minute CC. Definitely I find myself using this in flashpoints. Disabling Shot, our personal interrupt. You can use this to help out the DPS with interrupting some of the boss's abilities. Electro Dart is our 4 second stun. Don't find myself using this too often in operations, but I do find myself using it in the flashpoints. If one of the mobs, I aggro them and they're on top of me, so I can try and stun one of them. Hydraulic Override, 10 second immunity to movement impairing effects, but mainly used as a speed boost. So yeah, I pretty much will use this if I need to get out of a bad circle on the ground real fast. I can pop my Hydraulic Override and I'll get a nice little speed boost. Energy Shield is our personal damage mitigation by 25%, so that's nice. Culto Overload, this is a interesting damage mitigation spell that we got. 1 minute health monitor, which activates if you drop below 40% and heals you up to 40% over 8 seconds. So you pop this if you're anticipating that you're going to be taking a ton of damage, and when you take that damage, it'll heal you back up to 40%. Or if unexpectedly you drop below 40%, you can pop this and it'll heal you up to 40%. Shaith Flare is our personal threat reducer. So those spells I kind of grouped up into our utility spells. Now, every healer has their healing cooldowns. The first one up is Power Surge. When used, makes your next ability with an activation instant. Because I spec into Power Override Utility, I get 2 instant charges. If I see a player, usually one of the tanks, needing an extra big heal, I'll pop Power Surge to give that player a back-to-back healing scan and rapid scan for an extra large heal. So that's kind of nice for the tanks. Or even the DPS that, you know, is close to death. Thermal Sensor Override. Your next ability generates no heat. Now, personally, I save this for Progressive Scan, which can generate a lot of heat, and during times of heavy AoE damage, to be followed up with a Culto Missile. This cooldown, combined with the aforementioned spells, puts out some really nice AoE burst heals. So, you know, we're taking some raid-wide damage. I'll pop my Thermal Sensor Override, immediately follow that up with a Progressive Scan. I'll get 4 players, healed up real nicely with that progressive scan spell, followed up with a Culto Missile, and it's just a huge burst of AoE heals. Now for Supercharged Gas. This is one of our bread and butter healing cooldowns, as well as something we can use to reduce the amount of heat generation. This is one of our big healing cooldowns to be used often because it assists in keeping our heat generation on the low end by dumping 10 heat with every use and by buffing our healing done by 5%. This activates when supercharge buff reaches 10 stacks by building them via rapid scan and Culto shot spells. Once at 10 stacks, activate it to dump 10 heat and receive a 12 second healing buff. Now personally, I use it to buff our AoE heals as well as push out some back to back healing scans, since it loses its cooldown when we pop our supercharged gas. Now like I said, it does buff our heals as well as vent some heat. So when I do have 10 stacks of supercharged, unless I anticipate, you know, within the next 5 or 10 seconds there's going to be a boss ability that's going to put out a ton of AoE damage, I'll just pop the supercharged gas, and it allows me to keep my heat at the low end, because it really isn't that hard to build it back up to 10 charges, because you should be using, you know, your rapid scan as well as your Culto shot often to build those charges of a supercharge. So that's a supercharged gas. Now we also have another ability that uses the supercharged buff called Supercharged Celerity, and this is actually our personal rate cooldown, which is activated by the supercharged buff, similar in the way supercharged gas is. At 10 stacks, instead of venting 10 heat and getting a healing buff, it increases the raid team's alacrity by 10% for 10 seconds. Now, to be honest, I don't find myself using this cooldown often, and imagine it would be planned when to be used in nightmare mode with those raid teams. Now, the few times I've used this was to pump out some fast rapid scans in order to prevent a tank's death. So like I mentioned above, most of the time I use the supercharged buff to proc my supercharged gas cooldown. Vent Heat. Used to vent off some heat, because I spec into improved vents talent, it vents off some extra heat as well as gives me a 10% alacrity buff for 6 seconds. Usually I combine this with supercharged gas if I'm finding I could use some extra heat venting. So in conjunction with buffed heals, I get a buff to alacrity. So that's kind of nice. Combined Support Cylinder. So bounty hunters have 3 cylinders, and depending on what cylinder you use, it affects that spec and the supercharged gas you proc. So if you're planning to heal as bodyguard, you want to use Combat Support Cylinder, which increases your healing by 3% and procs the supercharged gas cooldown ability I just went over. Hunter's Boon. This is the bounty hunter's raid buff, which is used before each pull to increase the party's endurance by 5% for 1 hour. So that's pretty much it, the Bounty Hunter Bodyguard spec. So like I said, I'm really enjoying it. I'm enjoying the challenge, and I'm looking forward to continuing raiding with this spec, and to get geared up, and get more into hard mode, and I'll try a nightmare mode or two, but definitely not a priority. And then in the weeks to come, I'll start working on my agent, healing on that, and I'll talk about it in the near future. Thanks for subscribing and listening. Take care.